All right, here we go with the answer. The Iraqi town we're looking for is Tikrit, the hometown of Saddam Hussein, not to mention the Muslim hero Saladin. Sergeant First Class George Havel with 232 Regiment spent 4 months in Tikrit, helping to coordinate emergency services with his Iraqi counterparts. He gave journalist Jake Warga a tour of Tikrit's palace before it was handed over, as you'll hear in this audio postcard.
Just be careful of your step. This was actually an auditorium, a banquet hall. There are several gold chandeliers up in here. We don't have a physical threat in our location. Yes, there's roadside bombs, there's IEDs, there's suicide bombers out there. But with the Iraqis taking more control, we have less of that to worry about. Our threat right now, it's the boredom. The danger of boredom is keeping soldiers' minds occupied, because when they're bored, that seems to be when they get in trouble. They do silly stuff. They start acting like kids again. We all do. Lock at each other in the port-a-john. It's silly stuff, but that's boredom coming out. There's days on end that we don't have a whole lot to do except keep our wits about us for security reasons, just because we are over here.
Let's do this.
When it's downtime for me, I get on the Xbox and we play some Modern Warfare 2. Warzone-related type games, yes. It's the new thing out here. We're in a war zone, but yet we still like to play.
I got burnt retinas from a glowing screen. I'm even playing Modern Warfare in my dreams.
I think the Army prepared them for the game. A lot of these soldiers, the young soldiers, are understanding a lot of the concepts within the game realm, which is based off real-world situations. The game does prepare and assist in the combat zone. It will help them keep an eye on around corners, things to look for on the ground. It's very, very realistic. We do not play with the parental controls on. We're here where Saddam used to be. It's awe-inspiring. This is the location that we believe where the video was taken of him shooting his AK-47 up in the air when the troops were marching through during a parade. Soldiers, they want to come out here. They want to do their job. They want to go back home. Some of them get asked by their families, what's it like to live in a palace? I tell my wife all the time, it's nice. I like it. If this was in the U.S., I would come to visit. I would definitely come to visit and see how somebody would live in a palace. I tried to tell my soldiers, treat everything as if somebody came to your house and you'd want them to treat you. This is somebody else's home. Right now, we're visitors. I make sure nobody tears anything down. I make sure nobody takes any marble off the walls. Everything's already fallen apart. I'm not trying to assist and rebuild the building. I just don't want it to deteriorate anymore, because there is the history. It is sad. When we leave, they're not going to put the money back into repair. They'll just let it keep running down. I don't see anything being restructured or rebuilt. I see them trying to work out their government, trying to get their government to work before they start rebuilding buildings.
That snapshot of Makhmoun Palace in Tikrit sent to us by Jake Warga.